أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. In the previous ayat we read that Allah says that run towards the forgiveness of your Rabb. That really means now run, be eager to change your life, your past life, whatever mistakes you have made, make sincere tawbah. And the sincere tawbah is that a person turns to Allah Ta'ala and he asks him for forgiveness for any and all the sins that he had committed. A person becoming a bi'at to a shaykh, it is also to make tawbah, to change one's life. But this is different from what a person in the Christians, they go and make a confession in front of the priest. And then the priest forgives them. In Islam, na'uzu billah, there is nothing like that. Bay'at also is no confession whatsoever. And after a person has become bay'at, it isn't for him to tell his shaykh also what his diseases are. But he has the solution of the diseases. Not that I've committed this sin, I've committed that sin. But now he's finding he can't control his temper. So he must ask the solution. What is the remedy for that I can't control my temper? I can't control my eyes looking at other women. Now he must ask the remedy for that. He don't have to say that I am involved in this. He doesn't have to say I've looked at so many women. That is not required. And in fact, to commit a sin is a sin, which we all know. And then to talk about it is another sin. To expose it is another sin. And in fact, it comes in the hadith, if a person has committed wrong and we know about it and we cover his fault, Allah will cover our faults on the day of Qiyamah. So that is what a person has to go to. And sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannatin. And run towards the jannat of Allah Ta'ala. Now in the front, your past, make sincere tawbah. And the past is forgiven. Now run towards, in the front, towards the jannat which Allah has prepared for you. Then Allah gave a description of the jannat. Now in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, that is from your side. You are going to make your effort. But in my complete knowledge, what I know of the future also, what is going to happen after 2,000 years, after 10,000 years, Allah knows perfectly. Every final detail Allah Ta'ala knows. So that also Allah has written down. And that is what we call taqdeer, which is in Lawh-e Mahfooz for every person. And it isn't happening because Allah has written it. It's happening because Allah knew it's going to happen and He wrote it down before time. And there is one thing that can change taqdeer, and that is dua. If a person makes dua sincerely, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, nothing else can change the taqdeer of a person but dua. So we should engage ourselves a lot in du'as. We don't know what is written for us. But by du'a, and we beg of Allah Ta'ala for all things, good, it will come. So from our side is to make this effort. From Allah's side, He's got His system. So Allah Ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُوِي عَافَتْ نَهِي پَرْتِي مُلْكِ مَي. There is no difficulty and calamity, hardship that befalls, that comes in the earth. Whatever it might be, droughts might come, earthquakes might come, volcanoes might erupt, all these things that happen. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ or نَا تُمْهَارِ جَانُوا مِهِ and neither in yourselves, whether illness comes to you, whether poverty comes to you, whether fights in the house comes, or with the neighbors, whatever, all these problems and difficulties, all of them Allah says, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا جو لکھی نہ ہو ایک کتاب میں پہلے اس سے کہ پیدا کرے ہم اس کو دنیا میں. All this has been written already in a kitab, Lawh-e Mahfooz, the protected tablet. Before these things happen in the world, they were written down. This is what we call taqdeer. And in our seven items, basic items of iman, آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى. That we believe in taqdeer, that whatever comes good and bad, it is all from Allah Ta'ala. So when this condition overtakes a person, what must a person do? He's making his effort, he made tawbah, he's running now towards Jannat, but some problem came in his life. Whether it's a financial problem, health problem, whatever. So when this happens, inna dhalika ala Allahi yaseer. Beshak ye Allah par aasan hai. Before that, Allah says, and Allah is so great, His knowledge is so vast, that every drop of the ocean, in fact a million parts of one drop of water of the ocean, and it's fully in the knowledge of Allah all the time. Every leaf, whether it's turning brown, whether it's falling, whether it is green, whether it's on the tree, every leaf in one human being, not only the human being Allah knows about, the eye of his and the details of the eye, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, directly, continuously, 24 hours, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all this. So when that is so easy on Allah, when all this Allah knows what's going to happen in the future, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah, who is going to Jannat, who is going to Jahannam, all that is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. So you don't be surprised that Allah has got that. Allah says this is very easy. And why is this? لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ تَاكِ تُمْ غَمْ نَا كَھَایَا كَرُوْ اُسْ پَرْ جُحَاتْ نَا آيَا آيَا. So that you are not sorrowful and remorseful of that which you did not get. You tried for a tender, for example, it did not come. Now accept it, it wasn't meant for me. No matter what I should have done, it shouldn't have come for me. You applied for a job, you didn't get the job. So be content, it wasn't written for me. What hasn't been written, you can never get. And what has been written, it can never miss you. It's going to come. So have your full trust and yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. Everything that so a person won't become despondent in this way. And he won't give up hope in this way. If he has got this iman on taqdeer, he will know ma'allah. And also Allah Ta'ala says in another ayat, ma asabakum min musibatin fa min Allah. Whatever difficulty comes from Allah Ta'ala, huwa mawlaakum, in one place Allah says. Allah is your guardian and your friend. This can be understood very easily. A child has got a cold, a flu, and the mother doesn't go and allow him to go and swim in the water. Now he feels that my mother is against me. She doesn't want me to do what I want to do. But that is better for the child. Afterwards, when he will be healthy, she will allow him. But just like that, Allah knows our condition. And what is good for us? Sometimes many a person, when problems came, it was the cause of his change of life. He turned towards Allah. He made tawbah. He corrected his life. So outwardly it was a problem, whether it was a health problem, financial problem, but that made him turn to Allah and prepare for his eternal life. وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَرْنَا شَيْخِ كِيَا كَرُوا أُسْبَرْ جُتُمْكُوا أُسْنِ دِيَا. And what good he gives you, that also keep within the limits. Don't become arrogant and boastful that I'm like this, I've achieved this in my life, this is my success. Say Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah gave this to me. So in that way a person won't go to any of the two extremes. Neither will he become arrogant and boastful when ni'mats come to him, and neither will he become so remorseful and so down that he lose hope in Allah, hope in everything when difficulties and hardships come. So he will be all the time in a correct balance. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. اور اللہ کو خوش نہیں آتا کوئی اترانے والا برائی مارنے والا. And remember also, Allah Ta'ala does not like all of those who are boastful and arrogant. That is a quality which Allah dislikes completely. So we must be very careful. And if we have this, we must take treatment for it. If we have got this, that arrogance and that pride in us, and that I'm like this and I'm like that, it's very necessary to take treatment for that. And these are also amongst those people, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلَ. جو کہ آپ نے اور جو کہ آپ نے نہ دے اور سکھلائے لوگوں کو بھی نہ دینا. And this is that type of a person who doesn't spend, his stingy, miserly. He doesn't spend for people, and he stops other people from spending also. When they want to give some charity, that also he stops. And this miserliness is such a terrible disease. Afterwards a person doesn't want to spend on himself also. On for his own health also he doesn't want to spend. On his family he doesn't want to spend. So a person should try and keep his hands open, and Allah is the giver. The trust must be on Allah Ta'ala, and a person not waste, not be extravagant, and don't be miserly. Be in between the two, and Allah will give lot of barakat in all our things. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. اور جو کوئی منہ موڑے تو اللہ آپ ہی بے پرواہ سب خوبیوں کے ساتھ موصوف. And if anyone doesn't want to respond to the call of Allah, and he feels, I know better, Allah says, I'm not in need of anyone. If the whole world together worships Allah and doesn't commit one sin, it doesn't add one grain to the greatness of Allah. And if the whole world disobeys Allah, it doesn't diminish one grain of the grandeur and the honor of Allah. Allah is as He is. He is ghaniyun, totally independent of everyone. Al-Hamid, all qualities of praise are within him. And a person who responds to Allah and does what Allah wants him to do, he's doing it for his own benefit only. He's not benefiting Allah Ta'ala. He's doing it for his own benefit. And a person who opposes the laws of Allah and goes against Allah, he's doing it only to his own detriment and to his own harm and to his own destruction. He's not harming Allah Ta'ala in the least, but Allah's laws are not for Allah to make Allah greater. Allah is great. On his own he's great. He doesn't need the malaika to worship him. He doesn't need anyone. He is great as he is. Whoever does good is for himself. And whoever does wrong is harming himself.